From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents the music of Charlie Woods and Deep Hollow.
It's knowing that you're always there with arms open wide, and knowing that you'll love me and be standing by my side. As we travel through the hilltops and the valleys way below, your love was always with me no matter where I roam. So railroad track is longer than the miles we've shared, like engines pulling freight cars to pay a poor man's bills. Two lovers standing side by side and making ends meet, we both understand the things that we need. Skeletons in my closet, baby, you know, bone by bone. We share the deepest secrets only both of us can know. And they'll go with me to my grave, same as our love. Till we meet again, our love grows stronger like a bud. I know all these strip mines like the back of my hand. My tank is full, my tread is good to burn up these trails. Same ones that we traveled back when our love was young. Back when we had freedom, not a care in the world. Tears me up and rattles through my ribcage like vaults opened up. You're a tidal wave of blessings from the good Lord above. You're the sweetest honeysuckle, you're the apple of my eye. As pretty as a mountain tucked against a deep blue sky. There's nowhere in this whole wide world that I'd rather be. Wrapped up in your sweet arms, baby, love has set me free.
Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities. Listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Cobb. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and this is Red Barn Radio's 666th live concert performance. Tonight, we present Charlie Woods and Deep Hollow, a progressive bluegrass group from East Kentucky who blend traditional tunes with a modern sound, singing songs about life and culture in Appalachia. The members of Charlie Woods and Deep Hollow include Woods on guitar and vocals, Josh Hensley on banjo, J.D. Thomas on bass, and Kyle Kleinman on mandolin, and Molly Page on fiddle. Let's welcome to the Red Barn stage Charlie Woods and Deep Hollow.
Hardened in a dried up town. Daddy worked all the time, was never around. Picked up bad habits at an early age. Drove mama crazy with the choices I made. She'd cry, pray I'd see old age. I didn't care much school, didn't care much or nothing, but good cold beer and some nighttime loving. I'm good for a whole lot of strumming on strings. Raising ruckus was my claim to fame. Getting wild with nothing to prove, and too young to understand, and too dumb to give a damn about the nonsense I put myself through. Trying to be cool, a rebel without a clue. I guess I can blame it on my hillbilly roots. Cocaine, coffee, and cigarettes used to keep me running when I felt dead. I've kicked the coffee and I've kicked the coke. These damn cigarettes still ain't broke that chain. Oh, they'll kill me one of these days. Always been attracted to outlaw things. My heroes are Willie, Waylon, and Hank. Burning up the road, notes of Monterey and Maine. Craving the life of a honky-tonk dream somewhere outside of these hills. Too young to understand, too dumb to give a damn about the nonsense I put myself through. Trying to be cool, a rebel without a clue. I guess I can blame it on my hillbilly roots. Got a family who look up to me. I try like hell to be the man I should be. I do my best to keep it together. Give them shelter when stormy weather rolls around. Teach them right from wrong. I raise my children the best that I can, but it's hard sometimes the way I am. To do the right thing and not see red, but it's hard when I'm wired like my old man, you know. I won't do them like you done me. Too young to understand, too dumb to give a damn about the nonsense I put myself through. Trying to be cool, a rebel without a clue. I guess I can blame it on my hillbilly roots. I guess I'll just blame it on my hillbilly roots.
Now here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
If you've just joined us, we are hosting Charlie Woods and Deep Hollow on the Red Barn Radio program tonight. Glad to have you guys with us. These guys are from tri-state Ohio, West Virginia, Kentucky area. J.D., can you step up to the mic? Tell us about where you're from.
J.D. Thomas.
Kyle and I are here from Ironton, Ohio.
Did you grow up there?
Grew up there, born and raised.
Tell us a little bit about Ironton.
I'm known for football and
for used to have high school football?
Yeah, high school football.
Okay, yeah.
Now, we did have a pro team back in the 20s, the Ironton Tanks, who turned into the Portsmouth Spartans, who are now the Detroit Lions.
Oh, come on.
No, dead serious.
Redneck, first class, Skinner back, give it gas, white trash, cold paps, cooking up some sour mash, make it just like my granddad did in his time. Catching bass, whooping ass, smoking grass, living fast, rebel flag flying in a truck bed, half-mast, rolling through the holler, black smoke coming from the stacks. Work boots, overalls, plaid shirts, camouflage, horseback, dirt track, money on a chicken hack, betting my pay on a gray bird to win it all. Tree and coons, full moon, shooting clays, fat chew, burning rubber, Bible thumping, biscuits in a Dutch oven, washing it down, the cold can of Mountain Dew. Well, I'm proud where I come from, I ain't ashamed of who I am. I'm a product of the Appalachian Hills, a modern-day mountain man. Where the creeks run cold, the sun don't shine, and the young men spend their life in the mine. A dying breed, this way of life, most folks will never understand. Neon lights, star fights, good sharp pocket knife, raising hell, no bail, spend another night in jail. I'm no stranger to the seal, it ain't my first time. Shining bucks, no luck, at least I caught a little buzz. Roadblock up ahead, better hit the high ridge. Turd rock popping off underneath the knobby tide. Laying gigs, pay dirt, pickings in my fingers hurt. Banjo ringing in the mandolin, chirp chirps, while the bass thumps hard and lays the rhythm down. Late night feeling right, holding that girl tight, being loud on the town, setting up another round. After last call, I'm gonna lay that woman down. Well, I'm proud where I come from, I ain't ashamed of who I am. I'm a product of the Appalachian Hills, a modern day mountain man. Where the creeks run cold, the sun don't shine, and the young men spend their life in the mine. Dying breed, this way of life, most folks will never understand. Product of the Appalachian Hills, a modern-day mountain man. Where the creeks run cold, the sun don't shine, and the young men spend their life in the mine. A dying breed, this way of life, most folks will never understand. Yeah, a dying breed, this way of life, most folks will never understand.
Tell us about you, Molly, and have you played with these guys for a while?
Not for very long, just about the last month. JD sent me a message asking if I wanted to play, and it's been awesome. I live in Ashland, Kentucky.
Out here in Ashland, of course, is the easternmost big city in Kentucky.
Yes.
Are you trained as a fiddler or trained as a violinist?
Well, I've been classically trained as a violinist.
Okay.
And I'm an orchestra teacher for the Ashland Independent School District.
All right.
So that's my daytime job.
So that's a high school job?
High school and middle school.
Oh,
so
all right.
I'm split. I have three periods at the high school and three at the middle school.
Same campus?
No. Oh, so okay. I drive between them. It's only about a mile, though.
Uh-huh.
Start them in sixth grade, and they continue on all the way through 12th. So I have a bachelor's in music education and violin performance and a master's in... of music,
yeah.
And music education, string pedagogy.
Oh, neat. Give a hand for string pedagogy. Yeah, where'd you go to school?
I went to Marshall for my undergrad, and then I went to the Frost School of Music at the University of Miami in Miami, Florida for grad school.
All right. Well, nice to have you here. Really enjoy your playing a lot.
I grew up, like, in West Virginia, actually, right outside of Charleston, West Virginia, and my dad always loved country music, so did my mom. They took me to festivals throughout my entire childhood. So my dad, like, soon as I got a violin and started strings class, was like, hey, learn how to play this. So he would, like, play something for me, and I'd figure it out by ear, you know, for him. So this has always been something that I've loved. This music's a part of our culture.
Yeah.
Lead me on, break my heart, play your little games, use me up and throw me away, cause it don't hurt me anymore. Swear I think I'd get off on the pay when you use me away. I ain't never felt this way about a woman. Damn sure ain't never felt this kind.
Said she's been with us for a month, and
yeah,
it's been an absolute blessing because it filled in an area we didn't even know was missing.
Charlie Woods.
So me and Josh had been playing for probably, so we're going to take it way back. We played in a little three-piece, and I kind of stepped away from the three-piece to try to do my own songwriting stuff, and later on down the road, I invited Josh to start playing bluegrass, and we tried forming a bluegrass band, and it was tough. He was going through school. We didn't have time. We couldn't find people. I got acquainted with JD on Facebook. We went to go jam at his house, and the same night, he's like, well, I know a mandolin player. He lives down the road. I was like, well, call him. You know, he called him, and one night, it just everything just like, it's like that.
So the original plan, though, was to a bluegrass
ensemble. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if you want to call it that. I really don't feel like we're technically a bluegrass band.
How do you define what you are when people ask?
You know, there's just like a lot of conservative like listeners, and people want to hear the music the way that, you know, they define it. So, like, the way that I define bluegrass is, like, I'm thinking, like, Bill Monroe and Flat Scruggs, people like that, Del McCurry, you know what I mean? That's a classic tune. And then you have progressive bluegrass, which is, like, Newgrass Revival. You know, in my opinion, Lonesome River Band, they're a little bit progressive and stuff like that.
You guys call yourself a progressive
Pretty much, yeah. Progressive bluegrass. It's a really way, but it's more like singer-songwriter, folk, Appalachian, country, singer-songwriter, blues. Like,
and lyrically, that maybe is one of the things that really sets it apart.
Yeah, it really is. Like, I grew up listening to like all kinds of different music, and like I've noticed, like in my songs that I write, like all my songs aren't like the same timing, and they're not really grassy. And I think a lot of that has to do with like just the really wide variety of music that I listened to growing up.
Yeah,
because I started bluegrass, but you know, throughout the years playing and listening to music, like I went through everything, like metal, rock, rap music. I mean, I listened
really
to everything, yeah. But I always levitated back to country and bluegrass. Mm.
Well, the city lights are getting brighter as the sun slips down and the sky turns black. Well, tonight I've got a hunger for something that I'll never get back. There's a memory running rampant, conjuring up a bittersweet past. I'm feeling like a weary traveler, borrowed time from the hourglass. Take me back to you, though 21 was so much fun. Take me back to you, all the real world and these hard times been good. Down by the river, get high and watch the boats run by. I take off running through the timber, I singing songs into the morning hour. Just living for the minute, I sow my seeds, both good and bad. Tender years took for granted, oh, the good times they never last. Take me back to you, though 21 was so much fun. Take me back to you, oh, the real world in these hard times be good. Getting older, I'm reminded by the gray in my hair, and the lines on my face are getting bolder. I can see it when I look in the mirror. It takes me more time to get going. Oh, each new wind keeps bringing this change. And the palms of my hands are getting rougher from earning my way. Take me back to you, though 21 was so much fun. Take me back to you, all the real world in these hard times. Hard times be good. All the real just like the other times. You know that it was my own damn fault. Oh, but I tried so hard on being good. But when that whiskey gets inside of me, you know it ain't no good. Shouldn't known, Lord, my rambling ways get the best of me. Cause honey, right now it's getting far too dark to see. And I know I said I'd never do you no wrong. When that sun goes down, baby, it's so hard to be strong. So I'm gonna get high, Lord, and burn you off of my mind. Yes, I'm gonna get high, Lord, oh, so high, and burn you off.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Charlie Woods and Deep Hollow. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Charlie Woods and Deep Hollow after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
And upon one frosty morning to the altar he didn't go. And he asked to be forgiven of the wrongs that he had wrote. And the girl whose heart he broke. Now they sit in days together and he tells her every day how much he loves his pretty wife and he'll love her to the grave. I'll love her to the grave.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Charlie Woods and Deep Hollow, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Didn't know how he could show. And one day, finally realized he was pulled up with his pride. And always right. He's opened up his eyes. And upon one frosty morning to the altar he didn't go, and he asked to be forgiven of the wrongs that he had wrought, and the girl whose heart he broke. Now they sit in days together, and he tells her every day how much he loves his pretty wife, and he'll love her to the grave. I'll love her to the grave.
Charlie, it sounds like your grandpa played large in your life.
I'll tell you how I started playing. I was about 9 or 10. My grandpa had bought me, he got me a guitar. It's just this little old cheap flea market, like jab guitar. And he told me, if you can learn a song on it, then I'll get you a different guitar. I was thinking about this today, actually. I don't think I've ever told him. I have a friend, Matt Pennington. I don't know if he's watching this. I was at a friend of mine, Matt Pennington's house, and he taught me my very first guitar song. And it was this. And it was on. And it was on. Like, once I figured out I can play music, and then I wanted more and more, and I started reading tabs, and I learned all the basics, you know, Iron Man, Dream On, Stairway to Heaven, Sweet Home Alabama. You know, like, all the basics.
Yeah.
And he actually got me another guitar as I got older, and he invested in some lessons when I was younger. So he really did help me a lot as far as getting me started in music.
I put myself in many a bind. My life has been an uphill climb, finding all my answers at the bottom of glass. I've had my eyes swollen shut from my big mouth. I love to run, but I've gave my fair share of thumpings. My mama did the best she could to make sure that I understood the consequences for all of my actions. She grabbed a limb off a cigar tree and swart my tail until it bleed, but I ain't saying I didn't deserve it. Well, life's a blast, you're living fast. Pour and pull on a highball train running down a one-way track. I've made some bad decisions and I ain't much on discerning, but the good Lord, me both know I'm still learning. My kin and me to Sunday school every week. I'll never forget that feeling of conviction, but I kept in mind his redeeming grace and the awful price he had to pay for a chance that I could make it on the glory. Caught between a boy and man, every day's a brand new plan. Lord knows I ain't getting any younger, but I did my time for the wrongs I've done in the chilly cell. To sober up a jail cell ain't no place for a younger. Well, life's a blast, you're living fast. On a highball train running down a one-way track. I've made some bad decisions and I ain't much on discerning, but the good Lord, me both know I'm still learning. Stray away and head down a path of disaster. I hope to take these songs I sing to the Lord. They will cling, cause ain't nothing good comes out of rambling. Well, life's a blast when you're living fast. Pour and cold on a highball train running down a one-way track. I've made some bad decisions and I ain't much on discerning, but the good Lord and me both know I'm still learning. Yeah, I've made some bad decisions and I ain't much on discerning, but the good Lord and me both know I'm still learning.
Thank y'all.
Have you ever found yourself getting into collecting instruments? Oh, yeah?
That's my wife. As a kid, like, I played mainly guitar, but I dabbled in everything. And I was around bluegrass, so I picked up a dobro, had a bass. I've got actually two mandolins. What else do I got? I've got like three or four guitars. You don't even know. I've got a dulcimer. I've got a banjo. My grandpa bought me a banjo, too, when I was younger. And I dabbled a lot in all those.
So are you coming clean right now? Are you telling your wife about some instruments that you
have?
Oh,
no. She knows all about them.
Okay.
She complains about them sometimes when I leave them sitting out. Got a little bit of everything in the house. Really got too much. When I was younger, I had a lot more time, so I could play a lot of different stuff. But, you know, really anymore, I play guitar more than anything.
Yeah, so when it came to bluegrass players, acoustic players, who are the guys who just, you know, knock you out?
Probably, I would have to say, without a doubt, Tony Rice. He really changed bluegrass. And this is just my opinion. Bluegrass was really, in the 50s and the 60s, like the Bill Monroe area, it was really traditional sounding. Then in the early 70s, you know, Tony Rice played with Sam Bush and Courtney John, and you know, they had Newgrass Revival, and they weren't playing it like, you know, Bill Monroe and them did.
Yeah.
I mean, he just completely, I'd say, well, he was like, what the heck is that? They didn't have Monroe done it, you know? He completely changed the way that bluegrass was made, in my opinion. And then after him, you had a lot of bands, too. For example, the Country Gentlemen, like I consider them, for their time, they were really progressive. The Osborne Brothers in the 70s, they had drums. Like in the early, like 1971, like they had drums in some of their sets. Could you imagine going to like a bluegrass festival in like East Kentucky or like Virginia and bringing drums up there with all those people? You know, I think he really set a standard for a lot of guitar pickers. What amazes me is that, like I said, he set that standard. Like, you're going to hear his licks from now on out, and like, in my opinion, because there are still people like nowadays that are kind of mimicking and building off those bass pentatonic scales that he started, you know, 40, 50 years ago.
And he played, he kind of that iconic D28 wartime instrument.
Oh, yeah. And you know it's him, too. That's like I can just be listening to, like, an instrumental, and, like, I'll hear, like, if I hear something, if it's him playing, like, I can pick up on it, like, that's Tony.
I'm thinking of you only while I'm sitting lonely, pining, or the only one I love. Like a fool, I went and rambled, all your love I gambled. I'm a heartsick son of a gun, and I'm lonely. So lonely. I'm so lonely. My drinking, but your faith was slowly shrinking. You smelled that stinking bourbon on my breath. Knew something was wrong when I was late coming home, crashing around like a bull in a china shop. And I'm lonely, so lonely. I'm so lonely. Awful deed I done. I lost my only one, my dearest honey bun. Now to another's arms you'll run, leaving me lonely, so lonely. I'm trying to get my best one. I'm lonely over you.
about Doc? Listen to Doc Watson?
You literally took the words in my mouth. Those were going to be my two biggest influential musicians.
Very different
honest
players.
Honest to God, Doc Watson and Tony Ross. And I really, really love Doc because of how traditional that he always kept it. You know what I mean? He was another one that really kind of set a standard for, like, traditional flat picking.
So he was one, I think, is right credited for turning the guitar into a real bluegrass solo instrument where fiddle and mandolin were kind of it. Sort of a softer sound.
Yeah.
He liked mahogany.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
Yeah, that was his thing.
Yeah, it was a different, it was like a denser tone.
Uh-huh. Tony Rice takes you the progressive direction. Doc, the more... Yeah.
Doc Watson.
Yeah. Did you ever hear Doc play?
Videos. I would have gave anything to, you know, as a kid to be able to see him, but, you know, unfortunately, I think he passed away when I was, you know, pretty young. You know what? Let me tell you a funny story about that. So for years, like, I listened to Doc Watson as a kid. It wasn't until, like, I was probably 17, 18, and I got my own computer in my room. I had the internet. I had YouTube. And I would watch Doc Watson videos. Yeah. I was like, freedom! And I was watching Doc Watson videos. And it was really weird because I noticed, I finally picked up that he was sitting in this chair and he was squinting like this. Has he got something in his eye? What, I mean, what's wrong with him? You know? And I was like, what's up? And then, like, later on, he's talking to him, and then I found out he was blind. And it absolutely blew my mind that, you know, just that raw talent that, like, he could play the way he did, and he was blind. And it was also weird because I'd listened to him and talked about him all my life, and no one ever mentioned to me that he was blind.
I remember my granny rocking me on a squeaky black front porch swing, listening to an old whippoorwill, watching lightning bugs light up the sky, all wrapped up, snug real tight in a ragged quilt she'd sewn just for me. She would tell me jokes and sing me songs and pet my head till I dozed off, and I'd wake up to the smell of bacon grease. She'd roll the dough and I'd play in the flour, making cat head biscuits in the morning hours. That homemade apple butter tastes so darn sweet. It's the little things stuck in my mind, like fetching coal to feed the fire in tobacco fields as far as I could see. Whittling sticks on my old case knife, catching creature manners with some fishing line, listening to the hound dogs run all night. Yeah, that was life. Sit outside underneath the shade tree by the old coal pile. There was always someone passing by. We'd drop in, stay a while, and I'd take off barefoot through the creek. My old coon hound cousin and me, catching crawdads and skipping stones, gigging bullfrogs all night long. And I couldn't wait until the fall, deer season came, we'd have a ball. Waking up early, chasing whitetail bugs. My kin would come from all around, wondering who'd lay the big one down and get the bragging rights the rest of the year. It's the little things stuck in my mind, like fetching coal to feed the fire in tobacco fields as far as I can see. Whittling sticks on my old case knife, catching creature manners with some fishing line, listening to the hound dogs run all night. Yeah, that was life. Yeah, that was my life.
Thank you.
You were talking earlier about some things that you weren't comfortable talking about, much less writing about, one being love and your feelings. This doesn't seem like, you know, normal for a person who decides he's going to do songwriting. I mean, songwriters do songwriting to get their feelings out on the table, right?
Honestly, I never really started singing and playing like this until like a couple of years ago. You know, I'm not a perfect musician. I'm not a perfect singer, perfect player, or by any means, but you know, I really enjoy it.
Your music still has so many elements of, I mean, lyrically, have so many elements of the best bluegrass. There's nostalgia there. There's a real connection to the natural world. What was the last song you
that
just
did?
That was Life. There's a lot of great imagery there and an obvious real connection to your natural surroundings. That's always been a big part of bluegrass music.
Like writing songs, like I'm not really good like at making stuff up. I'm not a very good liar or fibber. Like I'm just not, you know, I'm not good at it. So like it's really hard for me to just like make something up. Like most of the stuff that I write is stuff that like I've went through or experienced or, you know, and know, have someone real close going through. Like I kind of just write what I know. I don't really write down lyrics first. I kind of base most of it off of a melody. Like I'll hear a melody or I'll be playing on my guitar, whatever that melody, just like what kind of emotion that'll bring out is kind of basically what I just start writing off of.
You ever feel like you're going to run out of material?
No, I don't think so. I still got a lot of living left. Lord willing, I got a lot of living left.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Well, the rig is winding low and the sun is setting low over top those high Kentucky hills. As I stare at the bright pink sky, I wonder where you are tonight. And I think about the last words that you said. I've been living on the road, and I know it's took its toll, but I swore to you that forever I'd be true. It's hard to love someone who's always gone, but I'd give it up, that's what it would take. Please, please wait for me, I'm headed north on 23. The thought of you with someone else breaks my heart. Please, please wait for me, I'm barely enough old 23.
Thank Charlie, Josh, JD, Kyle, and Molly, Charlie Woods, and Deep Hollow for being with us this evening. Yeah. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for all of her work on our social media and the photography of Nick Lazaroff. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on YouTube Live tonight, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, Public Radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU.
We also thank the members of our studio audience, not only for your hooting and hollering tonight, but also for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We are on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
How about one more, folks? Charlie Wood and Dee Pollard.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Charlie Woods and Deep Hollow for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Collins, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at redbarnradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.